He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 420. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, the Gadget Professor show is viewed in 172 countries all around the world, and I have you to thank for that. So today we're going to take a peek at a gadget that, quite frankly, when I got it, I didn't think anything of it. But boy, now that I've been using it for about a month now, I really like this and I wouldn't want to be without it. So without further ado, let's take a peek and see what we got here. So this is going to be our gadget of the day. Let's get this reset here. Here we go. And this is called the Kensington Cool View Wellness Monitor Stand and Desk Fan. And I got to tell you, it's really cool. And in a minute, after we get done getting an overview of what this does, I'm going to actually show you how I use this and actually implement this in my studio hookup. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, this desk stand put out by Kensington is what my laptop, which is what this is actually resting on. And inside it, as you will see, is a fan. And I love this thing. As you know, I'm in Arizona. And it is brutally hot right now. It's 11 o'clock in the morning here. And I got to tell you, it's hot. It's about 102. It's going to be 116 today. At least that's what they're predicting. So in the studio, I have pretty much all LED lights for the most part. But I got to tell you, I have a plasma monitor. I have about five monitors. I think I have four computers here, cameras. This equipment generates a fair amount of heat. I have the air conditioning blasting away here in the studio. But I have this nice little cool view fan that you can't see that's blowing nice cool air on me. And it's making a world of difference. So let's take a look at some of the features. Right here, you can see that it is a stand, and it lifts the laptop that I have on it up, oh, about 6 inches or so. We can get the dimensions of that. And it's just enough for me at my work stand here that I can actually comfortably look at this and look at the camera at the same time. So instead of having my head looking down, I'm actually looking almost directly into the camera. And that's because I have this laptop at the proper height, thanks to this Kensington CoolView stand. So that's one part. The other thing I think I'll mention here in this picture is this is not changeable. In other words, the distance from the tabletop to the desktop, if you will, of the stand, it's fixed. You can't raise that. Obviously, you could put something underneath the stand if you want, but I really didn't need that. The lift that it gives is absolutely perfect. So there's a look at the stand. Now, here you can see the fan, and I'll show you this in person, but it has two speeds on it. Right now I have it on the top speed. One thing I think I need to mention is that this fan is very quiet. You can't hear this fan at all in my microphone, and I love that. So I'm getting the advantage of having second speed, high speed air blown at me right now, and it's really helpful, as I mentioned. So a two-speed fan, you'll see the switch there on the right-hand side, and that works real well. This supports monitors up to 27 inches, so that's also nice. And then they have an easy-to-connect wire that actually comes out of the back of it, and you could put that fan, plug that into any USB port on your computer, on a power supply, whatever your source may be, even into the back of a computer if you want, or even a 5-volt power pack, and it will power that fan very nicely. And the stand is also, the fan is removable from the stand, so you can actually use the stand or not use the stand, but the fan is nice, so you can put it vertically or horizontally anywhere you want in your proximity, and it will do a great job. The other thing I'm going to mention real quickly, you can't see it here, but right here, at least on my fan, I have the on and off button. It doesn't show the switch here, but it's definitely, well, there it is, I could see it. Right there, if you look down on the left-hand side of the fan, you'll actually see the on and off switch. So you have the on and off switch on the left side, and on the right side, you have a little lever that will actually position the fan, the two speeds. So that's all nice. So let's take a look at the video. So there you have it, pretty straightforward. I do like this an awful lot. I will be using this literally forever. The cost is very reasonable. It's $39.98, call it $40. It's a Prime option on Amazon. And I'll tell you, I really, really like this. So let's take a look, if I can. I'm going to refocus the camera now and show you what this looks like. So I won't be on green screen, but you'll actually see what the camera looks like. So there you could see the fan. You're looking at the back of the desk. Here's where my laptop is actually seated on the top of the monitor stand here. And then down here, I'm going to actually move this back and forward. You'll actually see there's the fan. So let's take a look at the actual fan itself. So here's the fan out of the slot that's in the monitor stand itself. It's very nice, very light. As you can see, I can put the fan pretty much wherever I want. It has a cord on the back of it, USB plug. The only, and it's a minor point, I'd love to see a little jack on this end so I could unplug it from here and put a longer USB power cord on it, but it's a very minor thing. This does an awful nice job. I am very, very pleased with it. For $40, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a unit that's better built, quiet, and provides a nice cooling breeze. And I have it off now, and I'll tell you, I can actually feel the difference. I miss that cool fan breeze blowing on me. So I really enjoy this device, and I think you'll enjoy it too if you're in the market for something like that. Well built, very good price, quiet. Does everything you'd want it to do, plus the fact that it's movable. If you don't want the fan right underneath you, you can move it wherever you want. So very nicely done. Good job to the Kensington people. And you know what? 99% of their products are always very excellent. I'm always pleased with the Kensington product. Very well made. All righty, folks. It's time for the apps of the day. Here we go. The first one is called Wunderlist. Wunderlist. Wunderlist is one of those to-do apps, and I do on occasion use this when I'm trying to get myself organized, which is not an easy thing to do these days. Keep your life in sync. Wunderlist is the easiest way to get stuff done. Whether you're planning a holiday, sharing a shopping list with the partner, or managing multiple work projects, Wunderlist is here to help you tick off all your personal and professional to-dos. So you create a free account, which is free, and then you just start throwing things at it that you want to get done. Book a flight to parents, watch Interstellar, send a presentation to Frank, blah, blah, blah. But this will take all your to-do things, all your plans, and it will basically work on any platform. I mean any platform. So you can get this information off your PC, off your Mac, off your Android system, your tablet, whatever it may be. This will also allow you to collaborate with anyone that is onto the system. So you can have a party, for example, and have someone in charge of the invitations, someone in charge of the food, so on and so forth. This will actually manage all those processes at one glance. So you have folders, comments, share lists, again, cross-platform on every device that you could think of, notifications, notes, due dates, reminders. You can have a mail list, which turns emails into actions by simply forwarding them. So very nicely done. There's a lot of print capability on this. Totally free. Very, very good app. So if you have a project, you may want to check into this. It's quite nice. Now, here's a similar app called TickTick, and it is similar. This is primarily available for iOS devices, and consequently, it will integrate, I think, a little bit better than Wunderlist. However, they both work fine. The features are very similar. This does have a pro version and a free version. The pro version is nice because it will allow you to integrate with Siri, which is pretty powerful. So you may want to check into this. This gets a 4.8 out of 5 stars, which is very high rating. This will also work on the Apple Watch. So depending upon what your platform is, you may want to choose either TickTick or Wunderlist, but check them both out. You won't be disappointed using either one of them for sure. Now, here is an app. I've mentioned this once or twice before, but I consider this one of the top three best functional utility apps out there. To me, if you have a smartphone, this is a must-have app. It's called IFTTT, and what that means is it's what's called binary logic, and it's if this, then that. So it's basically a programmer. It does all the programming for you. You're going to set up an account, and if you have any type of Amazon Alexa device, whatever one it may be, or multiple devices, this is how you teach it to do what it is that you want. It's a free way to get all your apps and devices talking to each other. Not everything on the internet plays so nice, so we're on a mission to build control. They will show you step-by-step how to do this. You can automatically turn on your lights when the pizza guide comes. You can post a photo anywhere and see it everywhere. Tweet your Instagrams as a native Twitter photo. So there's all kinds of things that you can do with this. Turn your lights on, turn your lights off. Through voice sensors and motion sensors, you can turn the lights off when you leave the house, turn them on when you enter the house. Just all kinds of things. There's probably over 1,000 different tasks that you could set up on this, and this makes it all real simple, like 1, 2, 3 and you're done. So please download this app if you have an Amazon Alexa device. Hopefully you already have this. Don't be intimidated. This app works real well, and it's so basic. It makes everything really simple. In my studio now, I have all the studio lights, the computer, everything is turned on by voice command. I'll just walk in and say, Alexa, turn studio lights on. Alexa, turn microphones on. Turn mixers on. And it just does everything, and it's real handy. So by all means, try this out. And it's free. Yeah. All right. Here is an app called Wi-Fi Analyzer. This is only available for the Droid operating system, but this is a very nice app. What this will do is it will actually show you all the available or even non-available Wi-Fi signals where you are. So if you're in a hotel or at the airport or whatever, and you want to see what is available in terms of Wi-Fi, this will show you that. If you want to know what Wi-Fi utilities are busy, and you want to avoid those, it will show you that. So it's very nicely done, and it shows Wi-Fi channels around you and helps you find the least crowded channel for your wireless activities. So it's very nice. It will also tell you if someone's trying to tap off your Wi-Fi, by the way. So check this out, 100% free, interesting app to have if you're a Android user. Now, the last app of the day I'm actually using now. I've had it for about 2 weeks. So far, so good. I think it's going to get better in time. But this is called Legacy One Blocker. And what it does is it blocks out ads. And I use Flipboard a lot, and there are zillions of ads on it now, which is ruining the whole system. We can talk about that at a later date. But what this does for your iPhone, for the iOS operating system, supposedly, this is the most powerful and fastest content blocker around. It's used by over a million people. Lifehacker titled as the best ad blocker there is. So this is essential for anyone who's using the Safari browser. And unlike other ad blockers, this will actually analyze who's visiting you and who's tracking you and stop it. So I'm kind of not giving it a 4 or 5. I'm kind of giving it a 2.5 at this point. But that said, it's better than having nothing. So I will keep my eye on this. It's free. They do have boost up purchases that you can make to get better coverage. I am trying that out right now, and I'm just showing you this that if you're really annoyed with ads, this does help. And I'll get back to this in a couple weeks and let you know how I am making out with it. So far, as I said, it's better than nothing. So that's a good thing. And before we leave, folks, I'd like to remind you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And that is going to wrap it up for The Gadget Professor today. I'll see everyone next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.